to another episode of LGHL Uncut, everybody, where we bring you unedited, unfiltered audio from Ohio State press conferences and other media availabilities. Today we've got the press conference from Ohio State's 76-52 win over the Merrimack Warriors from Wednesday night. It was a very clunky first half for the Buckeyes, a very concerning first half for the Buckeyes, where they only made 9 buckets in the first 20 minutes against a Merrimack team that is somewhere sub 300 in the KenPom rankings. I don't remember the exact number, but they are a bad team. And Ohio State also was a bad team in the first half. However, they flipped the script in the second half. They outscored Merrimack 41-23 to close the game and ended up winning by 24. They essentially had the second half that we all thought they would have in the first half. But after the game, we did speak to Roddy Gale, who led Ohio State in scoring for the first time this season with 20 points. We also spoke to Evan Mahaffey, and then we spoke to Chris Holtman. All in all, I believe it is about half an hour of audio, so a lot of good stuff here to listen to. And without further ado, we'll go ahead and get you into that press conference with Chris Holtman, Roddy Gale, and Evan Mahaffey.
Guys, when you prepared for this zone, I wonder the way that your roles played out tonight with Roddy, obviously you scoring and Evan you being in the middle there, kind of facilitating things. How did this game played out match up with the way that you guys prepared for attacking that zone?
I think that it's a very unique zone. Obviously you don't really see too much of it. So I think one of our big keys was just to play out of that middle. Evan did a great job facilitating, even finding his own shot sometimes. So that was pretty much our game plan, try to be able to find the middle and force the big kind of to come up and play defense. So that was one of our big emphasis going through the week.
Yeah, with a zone like that, you can prepare all you want, but when you get in the game, they can be playing totally different. But I think we did a great job all week just seeing that look. I feel like the guys in practice, they give us a really good look at that. And just like what Rod said, just being able to facilitate through that middle, be aggressive out of there. I know Rod had a couple buckets out of the middle. So just being able to be aggressive out of there and then play through different people.
And then also the way that you were able to Roddy hit shots early, back-to-back threes to open the game after some tough shooting to open the season. How much does that help maybe set the tone and loosen a couple of things up?
Big thanks to our coaching staff and my teammates for just believing me. I know that I went through that kind of a shooting slump a little bit. So just their encouragement, just to tell me to keep shooting. It's going to fall. So I think that the threes that I hit early on just kind of opened it up for everybody else because I felt like they had to extend a little bit more, which opened a lot more gaps and, high post touches.
Evan, you mentioned kind of having to see the zone in game situations. Yeah. How long do you feel like it took for you guys to kind of get in a rhythm with what you were actually facing?
I think we got into a pretty good rhythm earlier, in the first half. But I know our shots just weren't falling most of the time. So that made it pretty hard because you can get a little, it can mess with your head a little bit. But I feel like we stay consistent in our attack. We might mix up a few things in the second half, get Jameson screening and popping for open threes, which is really, really a big help too. So, but just being able to be able to make those adjustments, but also stick with our game plan even if shots aren't falling because we're getting really good shots.
Obviously, you opened things up in the second half. Just how important was that, especially coming off of Friday night, to pull away and kind of have some good feelings coming out of this one?
Yeah, it feels great. I think one big thing that we really emphasized after going to locker room at first half was our defense. So being able to really come down in the second half and really try to dominate that end was a big thing. And I feel like that's what's really going to carry us throughout this time is our defense and our intensity down that end, because that can really turn the offense really fast.
In the first half, you guys were getting a lot of good looks around the basket that just weren't dropping. You, Zed, Devin, when you go to the locker room and you're struggling, but you feel like you're getting good looks, is that still encouraging to know that the good looks are there, the shots are there, they're just not dropping?
Definitely, because we have guys who work on that, Zed, every day, he's in the gym putting in hours, working on his left hand jump hook, working on his finishes around the rim. Same with Evan, same with everybody on the team. So if we constantly get those looks around the rim, I have no concern about them making it. As long as we get stops on the defensive end and first time rebounds, I think we'll be in a great position.
And I think you guys went to 4 or 5 threes in the first half. After you saw the zone at Oakland, I know they'll different kind of zone. Was it like a conscious thing going into this game, like we are not going to be shooting as much from the perimeter against this zone, or was it just we're going to go to the middle and see what we can get, and that's just how it played out?
Yeah, I think within the zone, one of the biggest things that zones, what you do is take the outside shot and settle for that. So I think being able to attack the paint and play through that is a really big thing, because you want inside out shots at the end of the day. Those are the best shots, highest percentage shots. So being able to get into the paint will open up a lot for our offense. And I think that was a very big part of what we were doing.
And big ups to Merrimack. They play a really unique zone, so they don't really allow too many catch and shoot threes. The wings are very extended, and the guards play super high, so that takes away all the kind of rhythm threes.
Ronnie, obviously the crowd's going to go crazy after you throw down some big dunks like you did in this game, but you know those plays are created with really good off-ball movement, cutting to the rim on the one that Devin fed you, and then the alley-oop, obviously, on the side out with Bruce there. Just what's the importance, and how do you move off the ball well to create those opportunities for yourself?
I can't take the credit. Coach made it a big emphasis to cut off the ball whenever the ball is in the high post, because we know that as soon as the ball gets in the high post, everybody matches up. And the out-of-bounds play was just literally – that was a play. Through our scout and watching them play, we know that they get aggressive from out-of-bounds. So as soon as I lifted up to the wing, we knew that the guard was going to like kind of turn his head. So as soon as he turned his back, it was like an indicator for me to – cut dive to the rim, and Bruce made an amazing ball. And I'm saying I caught it.
This was an efficient shooting night for you, both inside and outside. I guess when you're hitting shots close to the rim, does it then fuel your outside shooting as well?
Yes, absolutely. It feels great just getting a good feel of the game. Seeing a few go in definitely sparks a good encouragement to my outside shot. I just try to work from the inside out.
Guys, three games in. I know you're nowhere where you want to get yet, but do you like the trajectory so far through one, two, three games of progression? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, definitely. I think just knowing every day, every game, every practice is getting better. So just knowing from last game what we felt like we did wrong, things that we needed to improve on, and bring it to this game and trying to make sure we hit on those keys is a very big thing to make sure that we're progressing every day to get to where we want to be later on in the year, and we're playing our best basketball. Because I think if you get too stagnant in what you're doing, that can really cause a lot of just staying still and your team not getting better. So I feel like just being able to work off of like what we did wrong last game, bring it to this game, doing better.
What was the rebounding emphasis since the A&M game?
It was box out heavy, like turnaround, face blockouts, just whatever you have to do to get the ball, no second chance points. And I think that's something all year. I feel like the best teams in the country are the best rebounding teams. So being able to get that first time shot is going to be big all year. So just being able to have emphasis on that.
So does tonight make you feel like those guys are right, the coaches are right? When you come out and win, and I know this isn't as good as what you played the other night, but you dominated the boards. So
yeah, I think we knew they were right all along, but it's just about like just making sure we're doing it. I know sometimes when you're down there, you can be like, okay, yeah, like nobody's coming, but like you never know how the ball's going to bounce. So just making sure we're doing all those little details and going to your man first and then pursuing the ball is what we got to do.
Yeah, going out there rebounding, it looked like kind of Felix and Zeb were kind of doing well inside the paint with the rebounding blocks and all that. So I guess, what did you see from them, kind of inside, and how they were able to,
I think they dominated, honestly. I think those are two guys that are big forces to be reckoned with. So I think starting with them is also a really big thing, because I know, like, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to try to do my part, but those guys are just dogs down there, and I know they'll do that every single night. So that's why I think we just all have to help and do our part too, because we want them to block shots too. So we have to make sure we're cracking down their men, and then they can clean it up. Or if they're boxing out a bigger guy, we make sure that we have their backs as well. So just starting with them for sure.
Roddy, you talked a lot in the preseason about trying to take that next big step forward and being a consistent go-to guy in this team. Against Oakland, you were able to get into the zone and create some opportunities. Tonight, you carried the scoring load. Where do you think you are as far as starting to get settled as a guy who can step up and lead this team in scoring on any given night?
I think we have the personnel where, you know, anybody can be the night scoring. I don't think I have to be the guy to necessarily, you know, provide the most of the scoring each night. But I think that I do a great job of making plays, whether that's, you know, scoring or facilitating for my teammates. So, you know, I think, you know, like I said, we have the personnel for it, whether it's J-Mo, Evan can have his night, Bruce, of course, Zed. So I think that with the team we have here, like, pretty much unstoppable.
What I actually meant to ask was about your playmaking. Just it seems like you're more comfortable maybe even than you were last season as far as creating for other guys and making other opportunities that aren't just you scoring. Where do you think you are growing as a playmaker as far as what we've seen here through three games?
I think compared to last year, like the game has slowed down a tremendous. Evan probably could say the same.
Yeah.
Just coming in as a freshman and playing against such elite level talent, like those gaps close a lot faster than what you think. So thanks to Coach Holt and Coach Diebler, you know, just put me in those positions to be able to fail. And I think that, you know, I've learned from my mistakes. So I think now is where, you know, my game is beginning to thrive.
At what point did you guys start working on the zone, facing a zone? Coach Holtman was talking about it, I mean, even before the first game. Obviously, you played a couple teams here that played. How early was this an emphasis in practice?
It was pretty early. I think with us going into the year knowing we're going to face a couple really good zone teams, we started just throwing it in throughout practice a good amount. But knowing that at the end of the day, that we're going to see a lot of man-to-man too, so not making it too big of an emphasis until we get up to that week, we did that as well. But we saw it pretty early, just being able to see it early so that we it's when the first week when we get it, we're not like, oh, this is crazy, because their zone's different from what we see like normally. So yeah.
Yes, guys, either one of you guys are both going to answer this. What has Jameson Battle added to this team? I know you're glad you don't have to face him no more, right?
Absolutely. Jameson showed like his elite level three-point shooting. Obviously, he can score the ball from all three levels at a tremendous rate. So, you know, having an older guy like that who can put the ball in the basket and be able to lead, like J-Mo has taken an exceptional turn with his leadership and his voice, being able to teach us younger guys, you know, what this league has been about and what the expectations is to win. So, you know, I appreciate Jameson, you know, being on our team and being a leader for us.
Yeah, definitely. I think Jay's, he's a bucket, honestly. He's going to get to his spots. I think that's one thing that I've really saw, and I'm learning from him for sure. As an older guy in this league, that has played in this league for a couple of years, been in college for a while, you really see how comfortable he is with knowing where he wants to get and being able to read the defense as well, knowing where guys going to fly at him and knowing he's a really good scorer. So people are going to really make an emphasis to get him off of his spot. But him still getting to his areas, be able to rise up and make shots, it's impressive.
The steal that you had and then drive and it looked like Euro step and finish, can you take us through a play like that, what you see in that moment? And then that was when the offense wasn't really flowing very well, it didn't seem like at that point, and that kind of got things rolling again. Where are you in your ability to make plays like that consistently that is going to spark an offense but maybe things aren't going great?
Yeah, I think just every game, I'm getting more and more comfortable making plays like that. I feel like I know that I have the ability. I work on it. So being able to allow my defense to help transition to my offense is also a really big thing too. So being able to get that skill and be able to push in transition is something, another reason why the coaches brought me in, just be able to be another guy out there that can handle the ball and transition and make plays. So yeah, I feel like at this point in my game, it's more just about being comfortable, being out there, and just consistently just being like, okay, like I can do this. Like I've played with a little bit more freedom and making those plays for sure.
Thanks.
Thank you guys.
Thanks guys.
Appreciate it.
good final stretch here in the second half for our guys. I thought they did a great job kind of breaking free. The zone obviously bothers us a little bit. And we played some long offensive possessions or defensive possessions. They were playing pretty deliberate on offense, but it's good to see those guys make a few shots and break it open.
Could you just explain, maybe in layman's terms, what makes this zone so difficult to play against?
Well, I think the biggest thing right now is how active they are. They're active in the high post with their digs, and they dig off of a couple different spots. Sometimes they're going to dig from the top off the guard. Sometimes they'll dig a couple times with like the five man. They just, you know, they turned us over there early in the second half. We just, they were digging from different spots. They play really high and wide. And then I think what makes them most effective is they scramble really well. And I think that's what allowed them to go. And they had some older kids last year where they went on their run and, you know, won all those games in the final 2 months. So they had older guys that had played in their system. They're a little bit of a younger group right now, and they were missing one of their guards tonight. But, yeah, it's a unique way. It's different than what you see. The Syracuse zone has some of the same principles in terms of how high and wide their wings are. But the Syracuse zone does not chase you off the line like this group does.
How was a player like Evan getting the ball in the middle of the zone? I know you had a couple of other guys do it, but it seemed like there were stretches where you were able to get past that pressure and he was able to get the ball, turn, make a play, see something happen.
Yeah, he was important. I think he can get better with that too, Adam. I didn't think he was always aggressive enough. Some of that is he's worried about the digs, where they were coming from, were they coming from behind. But he missed a running kind of 2 foot play off the glass. But I think he'd get better in there. What you want in those situations is if you can put a guy that can score it and shoot, and also can make really good reads and good passing, good reads, almost like a quarterback in there. That's your most effective guy. That's why EJ was so good, because he could score it and he could deck it. He could also pass if they converged.
You guys had, I think, five guys that were between 4 and 5 rebounds. You had a 42-25 advantage of rebounds, 0 second chance points. I mean, I know this is a different physical matchup and the zone is going to create some of that. But what did you think about getting rebounded contributions from a number of guys and limiting some of their opportunities?
Yeah, I thought it was good. They really committed, Adam, to not giving us anything in transition. So, you know, we played a team in A&M who was sending sometimes 5 guys to the offensive glass, to playing a team in Merrimack right now who sometimes didn't send anybody. They were just sprinting back. They were saying, hey, listen, we're not going to let you get anything in transition. We're going to make you play against our zone. And then offensively, we're going to play really long possessions offensively. And we're going to try to see if we can keep this thing close in the last 10 minutes and beat you. I think that was their game plan. And obviously, it was close until we broke it open.
Roddy, obviously the biggest standout on the offensive end, 20 points, 8 for 12 shooting. Just what do you see in his performance tonight?
Just aggressiveness, confidence. Those first 2 threes were critical. He's a good shooter. And I think he just has to show it. He has to take good time and space threes. But I like how aggressive he is right now, and I like his confidence. He's playing with great confidence.
Then you get some opportunities down the stretch to play some guys, you know, that haven't seen before this year. I guess what's the importance of those minutes in games like this to kind of, you know, get some of the depths of experience?
Well, you know, I think we were, you know, it's a byproduct of getting a, you know, 20-point lead in the last 4 minutes is you can do that. Some you can throw guys like Austin in there, but, you know, you don't ever go into a game assuming that's going to be the case, but that's always a nice thing.
And then were you happy with how this game played out? I mean, it was pretty nip and tuck there for a while, and then you go on a 16-0 run to kind of close it out down the stretch.
You know, I think we definitely got to do some things better. There's no question. I think we got to do some things better. I thought, that's the biggest thing. But I thought our stretch there in the second half for 7-8 minutes was really, really good.
When we just talked to Roddy, he said he feels like you and Coach Diebler have put him in positions where he's been allowed to fail, and he's played through that, and he feels like he's getting better because of it. You talked about him last year, too, about how you thought he was going to be a really good player. What kinds of things are you seeing from Roddy that are good, and what kinds of things do you think are still holding him back from being, you know, the best that he could possibly be?
I think what's holding him back right now is just consistent motor and effort every single day in practice. That's what we're challenging him with. He is a phenomenal kid. Great family, great kid, just love him to death. So it's easy to coach a kid like that.
The first half, you guys only took a couple threes. Most of your looks were like pretty much right around or below
yeah.
the basket, and there were like Zed, and
yeah.
a lot of them were just not hitting.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like at halftime, you're like, what we're doing, we're getting good looks, they're not dropping. So do you feel good going into the second half with that?
Yeah, I didn't love a couple of, it's not necessarily Felix's strength right now to shoot, you know, wall up, twos over wall ups. I think you still got to get better at that. That's not necessarily was our game plan, attacking the zone. Now, Zed missed some that he would normally make. He's just got to work on his touch. He's got to work on finishing better. But, yeah, we don't necessarily want to live attacking a zone right now with shooting over wall, especially we didn't want to shoot over a seven-footer.
Yeah, the seven-footer in there seemed to – he was in there
yeah.
for a reason down there,
yeah.
right? And – did you guys finally, when you broke it open in the second half, was it finally like you kind of got used and comfortable in that zone? Because guys are getting a ball in the middle of the lane. It's like
yeah.
you're used to getting guarded hard and you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just kind of was it a weird feeling that they finally just.
Yeah, most zones, what they'll say is, and they it's clearly their philosophy is, hey, we're going to live with you shooting a catch, turn, face, foul line, jump shot over our five man. They'll cover down with their forwards, and then they'll spray out with their top two guards. But we're going to live with that shot because I don't know if you can make enough of those to beat us. So they really spray out, and that's what they did. And we did not want to play into taking a lot of those because it's always going to be oversized. But finally, we were able to do some ball screen. We changed up our attack in the last 15 minutes, and then that combined with getting a little bit of a lead, I think our guys just were more aggressive.
The first bucket of the half was the inbounds alley-oop to Roddy. What'd you see? Why'd you make that call?
We put it in for this game because we felt like if we ran something four or five times, we thought we could run a counter, and we thought we could sneak Roddy. I've run it a few times, but not a ton of teams play that type of zone defense out of bounds, but I did think we could get it at least once, and we got it.
So you kind of decoyed it for a few plays.
We did.
And then you switched it up and boom,
yeah.
hit it.
It was a counter to a box set we run, it was just a counter to it that we felt like we could. I felt like we could get it.
Did that play feel like a spark?
Well, you do sometimes you are as a coach when it's the game's as stagnant as it was. It's part of the reason I called it, to be honest with you, because I felt like we need a little bit of juice in the building. And if we could execute, I thought it would give our guys a little bit of life. And Roddy, there's a moment there. I didn't think he was going to be able to. It was a high pass, but he went and got it. It was impressive.
It looked like Jameson kind of got it going
yeah.
in the second half, too. I think two threes, two of four.
Yeah.
I guess. How important is it to have someone like Jameson kind of get it from the three-point strike and
yeah.
lift the offense?
That was great to see. And part of that was him setting some on balls, some outer third on balls, which we thought could give him trouble, and then popping. And then that, once he made a couple of those, Bruce made a really nice read coming off of it. I think once he made one, then he was aggressive with it, and that was really good to see. I think transfers, they're not like freshmen in terms of their learning curve, but they are like freshmen in terms of everything's new. The expectations are different than their previous place. And it does take them a little bit of a minute. But I'm confident that he'll just get better and better as the year goes on, and so will Dale and Evan.
Coach, Merrimack was kind of able to hang around until 10
yeah.
minutes left within the second half, and then you went on a 27-9 run to finish the game when you got hot from three. Was there anything you noticed execution-wise in the last 10 minutes that you think you did better on that helped push you to that run?
Well, first of all, I think you give Joe and his kids a lot of credit. I thought they played with great just tenacity and aggressiveness defensively. And, you know, they compete. Those kids really compete, and it's a credit to Joe and his staff. It's a real credit to those guys. So I first say that about those guys. I think we did change our attack a little bit, to a little bit more ball screen stuff. But, you know, I think more than anything, when you have a lead of 10, 12, 13, you know, your basket's a little more open in those situations, and that helped.
Are there times when you want these guys, your perimeter guys, to just shoot the ball? It seemed like at times, and maybe in some of the other games, where catch, kind of hesitate,
yeah,
defender gets out. Am I reading that right?
Yeah. Now, they really fly and extend. They really fly at your three. But, yes, we have to be more ready on the catch to answer your question. We definitely need to be more ready on the catch than what we've been, Patrick. And I think that's a challenge with – we're trying to get Jamison a little bit better with that. I'd like to quicken his release a little bit.
Felix sat for like the last 17 minutes. What are you challenging him with after this game?
Well, I just thought Zed was a better option. I'm telling you, this kid, Felix, he's such a special kid. Last 15 minutes of the game, as you mentioned, didn't play. He was the loudest guy on the bench. He was literally calling out defensive calls, our defensive calls, challenging our guys. He was an unbelievable teammate to the guy that was replacing him, Zed. He was talking to him the whole 15 minutes. So, man, what a great example of what a great teammate looks like. And his, you know, he's going to be a really good player. His time will come.
And then with the zone forcing you to some different things, some different looks, like Bruce only took a couple of shots.
Yeah.
And I know you probably don't want him shooting 20 like he did the other night, maybe in certain circumstances, but was there something in the game plan and the way that they played that just forced Bruce in a little bit of a different role tonight?
Yeah, they kept him out of the paint until the end, and they kept us out of transition until the end. I think those are two things that he can be pretty good with, but they kept him out of the paint. Their zone really kept him out of the paint.
One more for me, but if you finished with 13 turnovers, how many of those do you think were forced, and how many do you think maybe unforced?
You know, I think they do a good job being really handsy and forcing turnovers. We had a couple of careless ones too. I'd have to go back and look at it, Adam. I don't remember outside of maybe Jameson's one in the first half where we talked about them jumping those guards, jumping those reversals. I don't remember a ton of those. We did talk about how we felt like they were going to guard a couple of our set actions where they were going to jump it, and we did a good job following the game plan there. But I also thought we were just a little bit too loose in traffic at times. So I'd have to look at how many were forced and unforced. They certainly forced some.
I don't know if we'll talk to you before Sunday. So could you just
– Yeah.
Western Michigan.
Yeah. So I think they're a really good team. Obviously, they had a chance to beat Northwestern at Northwestern last night. I don't know if you guys saw that, but we know Northwestern's a really good team that returns a lot of guys. And they had a great chance to beat them. I've not had a chance to look at them much, but based on their scores and then certainly based on that, I was following that game a little bit last night. It was like a tie game or one or two point game with a minute and a half to go at Northwestern. So that's a good team we got coming in on Sunday. It's a good team for sure, and we need to really be ready for them.
I was just going to ask about Devin real quick. Took a couple games, he was able to get his first college bucket tonight. I don't know if either of them were at a point where the game was like, it was a particularly impactful bucket, but can you just talk about him for a second of what parts of his game you see are excelling when you put him in, what parts of his game he needs to keep getting better at if he wants to see the floor more?
Yeah, I think his ability to switch and guard the ball, it's going to be important for us. Sometimes he can struggle keeping the ball in front, but, you know, Devin's just got to, you know, he's got to be patient with himself. He's got to be patient with this process and keep getting better. He's going to be a really good player, but it takes some time, and you know he's going to help our team for sure.
Yeah, it's starting lineup. You've had the same one. I know you're not going to talk about who you're going to start Sunday, but is that it's open for discussion with, within your staff down the road as time still, or do you feel pretty well set for now?
Yeah, with, I don't know that there'll be any, you know, massive changes. I think we'll look at it from game to game and performance to performance, but I think we'll evaluate the film, and if we feel like there's somebody that's not that's better than that gives our team a chance to get off to a better start, because that's really what starting is, then we'll look to make an adjustment. Okay, guys, thanks.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, take care.